Well, I'm going to talk about the time when I got my first cell phone when I was 18 years old. That was after I finished my college entrance examinations, actually. You know, my high school was a really important chapter in my life, and that was the end of it. So I was about to enter a whole new phase in my life. And in order to celebrate that, my parents invited some of our relatives over to our apartment, and we had a big meal together to celebrate. We didn't go to any restaurant, we just celebrated the whole thing at home, because that day my dad really wanted to cook, you know, he was in charge of cooking, so we didn't need to go to a restaurant. The person who gave me this cell phone, was my mom. Well, actually, before that, I had pestered my mom to buy me a smartphone for a couple of years, but she just kept saying that I had to wait until I finished my college entrance examinations, and then after I finished them, she just kept her word and bought me this phone, so I was really happy that day. Well, in terms of what the cell phone was like, it was a Chinese phone. The brand of the phone was Vivo, actually, a very famous brand in China. Many of my friends now still use Vivo smartphones, and it is pretty good. I mean, it really stands out from the rest of other Chinese companies. The color of the phone was black. It's my favorite color, and this is partly why when I got it, I was on cloud nine. So as for the functions, well, first of all, it's MP3 enabled, and also I could use it to take high quality cameras, and it could also double as an ebook reader. You know, I could read books on the phone, and that was my favorite function, because before that, I would always carry really heavy books in my backpack, but then after I got this phone, I didn't have to do it anymore. I could just download books and read them on the way. So how I felt about it, like I said, I was in seventh heaven. It was kind of like a dream come true. So yeah, it was pretty cool.